7, meaningful transformation. Inevitably, once you realize the scope and scale of what is necessary to work the way the best companies work, it raises the question of how to change from the way you're working today to the way you believe you need to work tomorrow. And this is essentially a question of transformation. What does it really mean to transform to empowered product teams? The prerequisite for this transformation is getting your senior leaders, starting with the CEO, to understand the necessary role of technology as the key enabler of the business, and not just a necessary cost of doing business. Without this understanding, your chances of success are low. But assuming your senior leadership understands why this is essential and is willing to take the actions required, then we can get to work. At the highest level, there are 3 major steps, and as a general rule, they need to happen in the following order. First, you'll need to ensure that you have strong product leaders in place. Without this, you won't be able to recruit and coach the necessary staff for the product teams. You won't have a solid product strategy, and you won't earn the trust of the leaders and the stakeholders. So this is really the first and most critical step, which is why it has been the main topic of this book. Second, you'll need to give those strong product leaders the ability to recruit and develop the staff required for empowered product teams. This almost always means raising the bar on the product managers, but it may go well beyond that. Note that you don't need to uplevel all teams at once. You just need to be sure that before you empower a given product team, you have ensured that the team is staffed with people who are up to the task. Third, for the product teams that are ready to operate in the empowered product team model, you will need to redefine the relationship with the business. Recall that in the feature team model, the stakeholders were largely in control, and the feature teams were set up to be subservient to the business. Now, with the empowered product team model, the idea is to be true partners with the business, collaborating to come up with solutions that customers love, yet also work for the business. Please remember that this change represents a bit of a give and take with the leaders in the organization. Realize you're asking them to take a pretty big leap of faith. What's in it for them is that the old way of working has never been very effective, so most are willing to at least give it a try. Especially for larger organizations, there's of course much more to be said about how this transformation impacts finance, HR, sales, marketing, and nearly every other aspect of the business. But that's a subject for another book. Sidebar: the cost of transformation. One of the great ironies of this entire topic of empowered product teams versus feature teams is that, in general, it costs significantly less to staff and fund empowered product teams than it does to fund feature teams. In fact, I have never seen more waste than I find in large companies that are running feature teams. This is especially the case when the company has outsourced significant parts of their engineering to one of the big firms. It is not unusual to find these large, old companies with literally thousands of outsourced engineers, funded by annual contracts in the tens of millions of dollars. This is the literal definition of mercenary teams. The company often thinks they're saving money because they look at the loaded cost of an engineer, not realizing that they need many more engineers, as well as the many people to manage these large numbers of engineers. Yet a much smaller team of true missionaries will typically dramatically outperform this much larger and much more expensive approach. Even beyond the cost savings, innovation almost never happens in the outsource model, and your company's future depends on innovation. It is true that we will typically pay more per person for the higher level of talent that we require in an empowered product team. But the number of people will be substantially less, and the overhead of managing them will be dramatically less. I have met more than a few CFOs that are skeptical of this argument, so I simply suggest that they run a test. I suggest they pick an area of the business and for the next several quarters, compare the costs and the business results of the empowered product team model against their current model. Chapter 7.